Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, with a big push for everybody to be, organic. You don't want a manufactured killer. You want a natural-born killer, if you're looking for killers, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, details on that, I will get to them next, I promise. It is 7:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, on a happy hump day, Trump day. More top picks for the Trumpster and his team. We'll get into that. YouTuber Jake Paul and boxing heavyweight legend Mike Tyson. Yeah, much anticipated match at AT&T Stadium in Dallas Friday night.
Yeah.
However, after watching Paul call him out following the victory over Mike Perry in July, Tyson reveals what he believes is the biggest difference between himself and Paul. There's a fundamental difference between me and Jake. He said this was part of a Netflix documentary promoting the fight.
Of course.
So it's not pre-fight hype. No, baby. Uh-huh. He's a manufactured killer. Television and papers made him a killer. He's manufactured. I'm a natural-born killer. That's the difference. The fight will be on Netflix, and the main card slated to begin at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
They say the main. If they're saying it, they better. This better not be where you go, yeah, the movie starts at 7:20 and there's 40 minutes of commercials and previews and all that stuff. Those have gotten worse. So if they say the main event starts at 8, it better, because I'm going to be watching it. So.
Well, yeah. And for people like us that, because of the early hours that we work normally.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you say it's going to be on at 8, let's say it actually gets off at 8:30, that's fine. But if you say 8 and it comes off at 10:30 or 11.
Yeah, that's not good.
Apparently they were supposed to fight back in July. However, that date was pushed after the former heavyweight champ suffered a medical episode that necessitated delaying that bout. And so we'll see. The possibility that the 58-year-old would be better off not fighting a power puncher nearly 30 years younger than him.
That's a lot.
Yeah, people brought it up after Tyson was forced to abandon the original date. However, Tyson not only made it clear that he would fight, but also told reporters why he would fight. I'm a glory junkie. I love people thinking about me all day. Tyson told us to Esquire, I'd rather live a short life of glory than a long life of obscurity. That's just who I am. I don't think he'll ever be living in obscurity.
Not so much, no.
No.
Outspoken, walk around with a tattoo on your face. Yeah, people are going to notice you.
He's developed a brand, if you will.
Yes, he has.
Yes. The tattoo on the face, that even makes it more.
Yeah.
Tyson.
Uh-huh.
And he was in at least one movie, right? He was in that Bachelor movie. I don't know. You probably didn't see it. But he was pretty funny.
I know they both were Trump supporters, so they've got that in common, actually.
Really? Both fighters?
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know why?
He's, well,
Fight.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, but and Trump has supported their sport in the past in a big way, so they might have a little partiality there.
So who are you rooting for?
See, I like Jake Paul a lot, but in a way, it's kind of like I'm rooting for the old guy.
Yeah, you got to root for the old man.
Yeah, we were like 5 years apart or whatever, so...
Geezer power.
Yeah, that's right. Geezers got to stick together. That's Geezers right. Unite.
Yeah.
It's a new program starting. I just hope Tyson doesn't like knock him out in the first round. Because, you know, how many times in the past... He would do that to people. And imagine if you paid a ticket for that, or for a ticket, or a pay-per-view.
If Tyson wins, and not just doing rope-a-dope, I mean, if he just beats him down.
Yeah.
I wonder what the reaction will be. You know, will it be some fighters that say, hey, man, maybe I quit too soon. Will there be other athletes that like, man, yeah, I still got the fire, you know? I want to do it. You want to do it? And then...
Not everybody's Tyson.
I was going to say that.
Were you?
Well, then you're a genius. I mean, that's what I was heading toward is that, you know, maybe Mike Tyson can handle it. And we don't even know. I mean, maybe I should reserve those comments for after. But let's just say he does have a strong, good showing and dominates.
Right.
Then, yeah, you're going to get some that... You know, I'm going to get back in the ring. It's like, dude, you didn't even win half your fights, and you're not all that sharp to begin with. Yeah. So how many more punches do you really want to take?
I think you nailed it the other day, in a sense, because you were saying that probably if Tyson can get him in the first literally few rounds, he probably wins. If it turns into a long game, maybe not.
Well, but then it does come down to strategy. I mean, you know, Tyson was, you know, years in there, but he never was like this strategy type fighter per se.
And brutal.
I mean, yes, he had a strategy. It's unfair to say he didn't have a strategy, but, you know, you've got a game plan and you come out and 37 seconds later, the guy's on the mat. It's like, you know, you don't even get to, you know, even start your game
plan. His strategy was just to beat you down quickly.
Yeah. So, well, and it was a very successful one.
Yes, it worked for
most of his career.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see.
California-based Middlebury Institute of International Studies published research this week that showed China has constructed a prototype nuclear reactor that it could fit aboard a large surface vessel. You know, like an aircraft carrier. Yep, this is a sign that China is making progress toward building a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier.
Wow.
At the present time, only the United States and France have nuclear-powered aircraft carriers. The U.S. has 11 of them. France has one. That's their flagship, the Charles de Gaulle. China has 3 aircraft carriers, one of them an aging Russian design commissioned in 2012. And the most interesting of the 3 is the Fujian. The Fujian, launched in 2022 and ominously named for the Chinese province opposite Taiwan. And yes, you have probably seen that if you check labels closely. Instead of simply saying made in China, some will say Fujian PRC. And you're
People's
like,
Republic
yeah,
of China.
Oh, no, it's made in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
It's made from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, they're just being sneaky.
No, People's Republic of China. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're being sneaky.
Sneakier and sneakier. Yeah, they export it to another country that then exports it. They play.
Did they do that through Vietnam? They were sending things to Vietnam and then shipping them here.
Yep. Well, now
something like that.
You know, with Trump in charge, that game is not going to be played at all.
Just he'll look at that and go,
Oh, speaking of the Chinese, the Office of U.S. Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, a federal watchdog agency, they revealed in its regular report that China has held more than 200 meetings with Taliban terrorists since their return to power. This, according to Afghanistan's Tolo News, they reported this over the weekend. And this Special Inspector General, SIGAR for short, published the information in its quarterly report, and they summarized the current situation in Afghanistan under Taliban rule, the money America is spending in the country at the moment, and the catastrophic humanitarian and economic situation on the ground in country. And they said that the Taliban passed its most draconian set of morality laws yet since its return to power in 2021. And I know also for a fact. They've also met with Putin, the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if they're, I don't know, going to become a generation of soldiers for hire specifically targeting Western targets.
Could be.
Just a thought.
Mm.
That's a good thing we didn't leave a bunch of weapons there. Right, Brandon?
Uh-oh.
7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And time to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You by Florida Pest Control. Call in now. 877-975-9825.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
While the internet wallows on the all-consuming AI spin,
they're taking over.
If you cross them, they find ways to basically do propaganding.
No one thinks for themselves.
So what's bugging you?
That's right.
Big tech
hiding the real truth.
Woke AI.
Because the only spin that matters is yours. This is What's Bugging You. Call now on 97.3 The Sky.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, my friends. Good morning. It is 7:21. The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, rolls on. Time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in. Get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. If you call in, you don't get through right away, please try back. And this is all brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I've seen this frequently, not so much with elementary school kids, but older ones. They will literally sit in the road. Most of the time it's during, you know, in residential areas. Yesterday it took the cake. Their heads were literally on the white lines of the road in a 45 zone. And then, because that didn't get enough attention, as a tractor trailer was pulling away from a stop sign, they ran underneath the bed of it and were laughing. Personally, I thought it was a mixture of Darwin and Final Destination. Of course, the parents are going to think, oh, they're going to sue the company, sue the driver, when in fact they should be looking at themselves and the pictures of their dead kid, because that's what's going to happen unless these parents take responsibility for these kids. And that's what's bugging me.
Wow. All right. Very well. Let's go to Pete. What's bugging you?
All this panic about Chinese aircraft carriers.
Mm-hmm.
Aircraft carriers operate in task forces. There's an aircraft carrier and a bunch of support ships all around it. And it's a method of force projection. That's why we have carrier groups, because our enemies are far away, so we can project force across the Atlantic or the Pacific. China has maritime provinces that can be covered by land-based aircraft. So that their aircraft carriers can be used for one or two things, either as a reserve force in the event of war to respond to crises, or as a screen to get between Taiwan and the upcoming, you know, U.S. help if we decide to help Taiwan. And that would act as like a tripwire to discourage the U.S. to, you know, support Taiwan. But we don't have to worry about Chinese aircraft carriers pulling up off the coast of Los Angeles. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Appreciate that. Let's go to Kay. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Oh, the records, Secret Service records show that diversity is top-notch. Must be demonstrated by all employees through every action every day. The records show that the Secret Service, which is part of the Homeland Security, demands that 12% of its workforce be composed of persons with disabilities, and that the policy of the Secret Service, that's a policy to provide equal employment opportunities without regard to such monumental factors as disability, physical or mental. Is that just what we want guarding our president or anybody else as a mentally deficient person? I've been a physically disabled person for years, and I'm telling you right now, you do not want me guarding anything. This is ridiculous, and thank God for Elswamy. He is going to get some of these federal agencies really unfederalized and get something better, something we can trust, and Donald Trump can do it. Thank you, Bob.
Well, my family member had a conversation out loud about exactly what you're talking about, and he was one of those agents, and he said, this is not time to make the class picture look pretty. We have a job that is a matter of life and death. He was fired not too long after that.
No longer in the class picture, huh?
That is correct, sir. That was a long time ago, by the way. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, speaking of Taiwan, you know, the United States recognizes Taiwan as being part of China, right?
I guess that's officially the official thing.
Yeah. So, but we're going to go to war. We're sending HIMARS over there now, I find out. There's several of them on their way over there or already there. So we're heading toward that war. Hopefully Trump won't let us get into another never-ending war, especially with China. But bugging me is a guy I was in a discussion with online. He's a journalist. I've talked about him before. And he said, I told him that the taxpayers have spent $200 billion on war with Ukraine and Israel. But just between Ukraine and Israel, we funded $200 billion worth of war, proxy wars.
Yeah, and that's bugging me, too.
Yep.
Ocala Bill, what's bugging you?
Morning, Bob. Hey, these gold commercials, man, that y'all play, man, they're bothering me. You know, they scare the crap out of you, man. And, oh, the end of the money is coming. You know, change everything to gold. You know, save yourself. The world is ending. That's bothering me. And I got that guy with the blue truck on my tailgate again, dude. Oh. That's bothering me.
Yeah, try not to let it bother you. Don't even look in the rearview mirror. Just go about your business. Mm. Yeah. Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
Hey, Mike Lee, he did a post on X. He moderated a forum for GOP senators for the three replacing McConnell. He's going ahead and endorse Rick Scott, and I support that endorsement. I know some people have some issues with Rick Scott regarding red flag laws, and so do I. But in America, we get a chance to make mistakes, and we get a chance to recompense. And I'd much rather deal with a Rick Scott than anything Kamala Harris would get. And for anybody who gets upset about Rick Scott, remember, our president, he also endorsed red flag laws. Again, in America, just because you have an idea doesn't mean it's a law. That's why we have the system of checks and balances. So I wholeheartedly endorse Rick Scott to be Senate Majority Leader, and I'd like for all the Republicans of Florida to support that as well. It would be a win for MAGA. Thank you.
Yeah, and Mike Lee is a strong conservative voice for sure. Mm-hmm. Slim again, what's bugging you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Thing that's bugging me is all these ladies out there that are cutting their hair off in protest. You know, they couldn't even tell us what a woman was 2 months ago, but now they're all cutting their hair off in protest, and I just think it's really selfish. They ought to donate that to Locks of Love. There's people out there that need that hair. Thanks, guys.
Wow, that's a great point.
Yeah, but I don't think a lot of the ones that are doing that kind of stuff, I don't think they feel very loving.
Self-loathing, self-hating people that looking to blame somebody else for their unhappiness starts inside. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for your contributions to What's Bugging You. Coming up, the latest awesome picks. Going to play for Team Trump. That's on the way next. On this happy hump day, Trump day, 97.3, The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
What is a political victory that our country has never seen before?
Greatest political comeback in the history of the United States of America.
Yes, it happens.
47th president and your 45th president.
The news station.
Help our country heal.
I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
The local coverage you need. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Happy, happy hump day, Trump Day. Woohoo! It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Your time check, 7:34. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Great picks the Trump team is making. Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Everybody likes him. Mm-hmm. Very personable, and he has the experience to back it up. Since we're talking about military, let me back that up.
Yeah.
With a fall festival announcement going on this Saturday, VFW Post 2811. Yes, that's the one on Waldo Road with the tank out in front. Can't miss it.
No.
They're going to have an eclectic group of vendors. That's interesting.
That sounds fun.
They're going to be selling and trading yard sale items, plants, bait goods, new and used clothing, crystals, jewelry, collectibles,
ooh,
and
yes,
a chili cook-off.
Oh, now we're talking. That's up our alley.
Tasting begins at noon, judging at 1, live music, food trucks, bounce houses, face painting, petting zoo,
wow,
a raffle. I mean, there's a lot going on.
I guarantee you my neighbor Gary, you know Gary, he'll be there. He's always there.
So, yeah, the VFW, busy in the community, doing good things, always trying to help small entrepreneurs succeed, supporting local veterans. This Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., VFW on Waldo Road.
Sounds fun.
Enjoy, enjoy. Yeah. I don't know what we have lined up this weekend, you know, just kind of figuring. What about you? You're kind of bachelor boy, aren't you?
I am. My wife's going to be, I'm sure I can say where she's at. She's going to be out of the country for a week or so. And Friday
on
night.
A secret mission. Sorry, did I say that? Go ahead.
That was your out loud voice. Friday night, going to some friends' house to watch the Tyson fight. Bobby and Becky, hey there. Saturday morning, I am emceeing the pumpkin run. That's a run that they do there at Tioga tied into the pumpkin patch.
Oh, okay.
But they do it so away from October so that everybody can be a part of it. So I'm going to be kind of hosting that Saturday morning.
Now, that's running like using your feet.
Yes, which means I'm going to be emceeing and not actually using my feet.
Okay, no, yeah. I just wanted to clarify because we go motorcycle runs, car runs, so it's actually a run.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
There's something else I'm supposed to be at. I'm sure I'll start by the VFW because that's, you know, like I said, got friends that hang out there. It's going to be a busy weekend already.
Supposed to keep the house tidy so then when Jen gets back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like total bachelorhood.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
But you're going to be at the throwdown Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Looking
the
forward
big,
to it.
The big party. The big party.
Yes.
Yeah. And if it gets out of hand, Mayor, who's going to stop it?
Because they'll call the... Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete Hegseth, I think is a good pick, and I don't know, you know, how much you know about him. I mean, I know he definitely served in the military. I know he had boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm learning here. He's going to be a Secretary of Defense. He will lead the Department of Defense. That's a big job.
It is.
He's an Iraq and Afghanistan war veteran who has received 2 Bronze Stars. He's an unexpected pick for the position because you also had Senator Joni Ernst, former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, vying for that role as well. He's a graduate of Princeton University and got his master's from Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, but he doesn't act Ivy League. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That snout is not pointed up here.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't realize he was that well educated, to be honest with you.
Smart guy.
So there you go. Another Trump great pick.
Well, and you got to meet around the Pentagon. That's like the biggest budget, if I'm not mistaken, and like the biggest conglomerate in our government. So it's huge.
Yeah, and you want somebody there that has been in the outside world too, not just the military world, because there's a different culture.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, America is built on having civilian control of the military.
Right.
So I think it's a great pick.
Yeah, I like it.
And I haven't really had a problem with any of his picks. Governor Kristi Noem getting ready to be the Homeland Security Secretary. And with her shirts already made, we treat you like the dog you are. Illegals go home.
Wow.
Yeah, no, wow. I'm already starting to work.
I see the campaign.
Work for that. Yeah. See, there could be a role for me.
Yeah.
I will help to brand various areas of the government, you know. This is this marketing gift that that I have. Oh, yeah. Wait, what's this? Oh, there's a Democrat that's shocked over a Trump pick? Okay. Yeah, let's see. Democrat out of New York, Dan Goldman. He was on CNN. Yeah, that's CNN and MSNBC. Basically, you know, why don't they just cut the Trump hater networks, one and two?
But easier, yeah.
Yeah. Dan Goldman said he was shocked President-elect Trump picked Fox News host Pete Hegseth as the next Secretary of Defense.
Hmm.
Host Aaron Burnett said first, Pete Hegseth, Trump choosing him for defense secretary. What do you think? Goldman says, I'm shocked. Truly, this is exactly what we worry about and warned about Donald Trump, which is that he's going to appoint unqualified loyalists to shape his government into his own personal fiefdom and get revenge on generals and put in essentially really unqualified people. Just one more time, real quick. Okay, real quick. Pete Hegseth served in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's a war veteran. He's received two Bronze Stars. And he also is a graduate of Princeton University and got his master's from Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. What qualifications? Served in the military in combat in two different war zones.
Yeah.
And he's got a fine education, including the School of Government. What are you looking for?
As opposed to the Biden administration and their way of putting every single time the worst possible person in a job that could be the worst for America.
But you know what the rub really is?
What's that?
Where Pete's coming from. The evil Fox News.
Oh, that's what that rub is probably really all about. You're right.
All right. Davis Kingsville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Eric, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, something about Pete Hegseth nobody's talking about. If I was going to rebuild the entire Department of Defense, I would probably want somebody that came from outside the circle of Raytheon, Boeing, Northrop Grumman. I want somebody that's not been compromised and hadn't gone to a bunch of cocktail parties for years and worked in and out of the military and then consulting think tanks. But I need a guy that knows the nuts and bolts. Also, I need a guy that's going to inspire young people to come back to the military, because right now recruitment is way down. So I think it's the perfect choice. I think he's going to be surrounded by people that understand the military industrial complex and big war. The other thing is the battlefield is changing. We're not going to need as many cruise missiles and sidewinders and TOWs as we did in the past. Trump has a vision of peace. That's why this is happening. We don't need another establishment guy. That's why Pete's the perfect choice. Thanks.
So well said. That whole idea of all these military contractors, and they are buddies with all high-ranking military officials. It is a game of schmooze, and there is so much fat and waste built into all of those contracts. It's shameful. Thank you for pointing that out. And also the inspiring thing, put them both together.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. That was fantastic, and I totally agree with that. All right, let's go to Jerry. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I have a bit of a different take. I think Pete's a great guy, but I think he lacks the government inside type of thing that I think we need to be effective. I was really hoping he was going to pick Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, I think she's shown tremendous strength in terms of differing with her party to come across party lines. I think she has certainly the military experience, being an officer in the military. I think she would be a historic pick because she'd be the first female Secretary of Defense. And she definitely is on board with the Trump agenda of no foreign entanglements and keeping the military where it needs to be. But I think that she would be a little bit better because she has more congressional experience to get the legislative stuff done. I was a little bit disappointed. I would like to have seen that pick for Secretary of Defense.
I think you make a great argument. I believe it's Gabbard, how it's pronounced. I could be wrong, but I believe it's Gabbard. Remember, it like rhymes with scabbard. So
how appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think you make some very valid points, and I would hope those points were considered along with somebody who also served, Joni Ernst. She was in the running too, apparently. And you wonder, are there are going to be other roles in which they can contribute in a big way with their background and experience? Yeah, I think so. I think so. Good stuff, baby. All the way around. Loving it. It's just another great day in paradise, isn't it? I already feel like America's getting better already. And the doctor is not even in the office yet, officially.
Just knowing he's on the way makes you feel better.
The healing is already happening. Yes. Yes, it is.
I like that.
It is, let's see, 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, Bob Rose Show podcast. Wherever you normally get your podcast, just click on subscribe and you are in, and there's no charge. You're listening to 97.3, The Sky. They call you what they are. They do what they say you're going to do. Yep, that's right from the Karl Marx playbook. Good morning and welcome. It's 7:51. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And we appreciate you spending some time with us. The Trump train continues to roll and pick up awesome passengers that are going to be part of the Trump team. We'll dig into that further. But first, this story that, man, how do you make this not an ugly story? The Federal Emergency Management Agency supervisor that was fired, you know, the one that told workers to avoid homes with Trump signs or flags, said in an interview yesterday that senior leadership at FEMA was well aware of this guidance and it was not an isolated incident. Oh, I had a feeling that might be so. But for this person to admit that, that's interesting. The FEMA supervisor, Marnie Washington, had an interview with the show host, Roland Martin, and she instructed her survivor assistance team in Lake Placid, Florida, to avoid homes with the Trump signs or flags, not on her own, but due to what FEMA refers to as a community trend. Why would FEMA be involved in anything that they would call a community trend? FEMA, I mean, if you're talking about the community, it would be the needs of the community, the devastation of the community. You know, maybe it would have to do with proximity to other services or proximity to other issues of safety or whatever. Federal Emergency Management Agency should be apolitical. I think we all agree on that. And when it's not, once again, it shows how the left, how devious they are, and that no matter what their position is, and when I say position, I mean employment position, they are going to work hard utilizing said position to work toward their agenda. That's exactly what's happened. We've seen it in the Department of Justice. We've seen it in the FBI. We saw it at the IRS. And yeah, sometimes it is a rogue employee. Sometimes it is isolated. But according to Marnie Washington, this is not. She said, if you look at the record, there is what we call a community trend. And unfortunately, it just so happened that the political hostility that was encountered by my team, and I was on two different teams during this deployment, they just so happened to have the Trump campaign signage. FEMA always preaches avoidance first and then de-escalation. So this is not isolated. This is a colossal event of avoidance, not just in the state of Florida, but you'll find avoidance in the Carolinas. Senior leadership will lie to you and tell you that they don't know. But if you ask the disaster survivor assistance crew leads and specialists what they're experiencing in the field, they will tell you, demand for FEMA to give you those incident reports. They will substantiate what is happening to us in the field.
Wow.
Now, so now the claim is, hey, we were told by higher-ups to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But then she's also claiming that she knows firsthand in at least two different anecdotal stories, two different episodes of hostility toward, I guess, either herself or FEMA in general by some people that also happen to maybe have a Trump flag or a Trump sign in their yard. Now, And I don't know how true that is. She said, look at the incident reports. But remember, I mean, can you say it's a trend when you had two incidents you were involved with where people were not happy with FEMA? And they just happened to be also Trump supporters. So does that mean all Trump supporters are going to be mean and nasty to FEMA? You know what that would be called? That would be called being prejudicial. You're saying, I see Trump sign. I see somebody who's going to be mean, ugly, and nasty toward us.
Wow.
That sound like, doesn't that sound like something prejudicial? Does that sound like something?
You've made up your mind ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like those people.
Those people.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know who they are.
Yep. And yeah. I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. Everybody does. All right. 8 o'clock hour right around the corner, my friends. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about Trump's fantastic picks in important positions. That's all coming up right here on 97.3 The Sky.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.